said up until now. So we had basically Kriyas HaMegillah L'Ketanim. So that's a machlokas between the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda. So we explain that, you know, the Nekudas HaMachlokas is probably how you understand the din of Chinuch by Katan L'Inin Mikra Megillah. So we found that the Rambam L'Shitasa, they said I was grateful to Rav Ilson for, you know, raising my consciousness about the Chakira Bichlal, that sometimes the chiyuv really inheres in the katan, and sometimes the chiyuv really inheres in the father, like in the case of a tefillin. So it sounded here, mechanchan esaktanim lekrosa, that sounds like a responsibility of the parent. In which case, you could say that was gufa the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda held that the begavra, the katan, was mechuyev midrabanan. So that would make his responsibility fundamentally equivalent. And we paskin like the Chachamim, who understand that the din of chinuch here is really not an intrinsic responsibility to the katan, but the kilshono shel harambam, mechanchin esaktanim lekrosa. And there's an inherent logic as to why the Rambam paskins that you can't hear it from a katan, or from a shota, or from a chirish, etc. But anisha is, of course, a completely different story, and that also depends on the lumdus. How do you understand the fundamental chiyuv of a woman? That depends on how you read the Gemara. So it's not like, you know, just we're throwing darts over here, that some people say they're chayiv bishmiyah, and some say that they're chayiv bikriya samigillah. So you have to understand that kol detikun rabbanon kein daraisa tikun. There's certain halachic paradigms that we have, like kol mitzvah saseh shesaman grama nashim p'turo. So if that's the basic paradigm, so why should women be obligated in this mitzvah derabbanan? So there's a principle in the Gemara, afhein hayu ba'oso hanes. But the question is afhein hayu ba'oso hanes really, you know, the same level of mechayiv? So that's two days in the Baalei HaTosfos, right? What do you do with kum yeshno be'baal tochal chametz, yeshno be'kum echol matzah, etc. So that could be a raya, unless you say like a Rav Yosef Ish Yerushalayim, that's to neutralize the issue of sukkah. So again, you know, this is precisely the issue, is what is the nature of the chiyuv of a katan? What is the nature of the chiyuv of an isha? What does afhein hayu ba'oso hanes mean? So textually speaking, it really sounds like afhein hayu ba'oso safek. But it's just afhein hayu ba'oso safek, you know, that may not be enough to create the same level of general obligation that a man would have, given the backdrop of, if there was no din of mitzvah seishas mad grama nashim p'turos, then fine. But since there is a din of, you know, mitzvah seishas mad grama nashim p'turos, so afhein hayu ba'oso hanes might just not be enough to get you there. But again, you know, once you factor in, you know, the other perspective, you know, Esther and Nashim Tzidkanios and Yehudis, etc., if they were the driving force, it's very hard to argue that their chiyuv is somehow going to be lower than the chiyuv of a man, which is, in fact, Shitas HaRambam. So that ends up being a machlokas between the Rambam on the one hand and the Mardechai and the Baal Halachos Gedolos and Rabbeinu Chananel on the other. Again, Chachmei Sfarad and half of Chachmei Ashkenaz, Rov Rishonim, understand that the Chiyuv is really one and the same, and that's the primary day in Shulchan Aruch, but the Rama already tips his cap to the idea that maybe we'll say that she's only really Chayiv in Shmia. That's why he says maybe that should be the Nusach HaBracha as well. That's subject to major debate amongst the Achronim. Okay, so let's take a look at the Magen Avraham, who represents, you know, sort of a further extreme along this spectrum. So Eina Motzios, this is the Magen Avraham, within the Yesh Omrim in the Shulchan Aruch, the minority view in the Shulchan Aruch, Shanashim Eina Motzios as Hanashim, V'lo Damle Neres Chayneka, Shaini Megillah, Dehavi Kimel Kriyas HaTorah, Shepsulos Mipnei Kavod HaTzibor, V'lachin Afilu Liyachid, Eina Motzios Delo Plug, and he says, look where what I wrote in Simen Ayin Resh Aleph. Okay, so you didn't want to write Resh Ayin Aleph, so Ayin Resh Aleph. So basically what the Magen Avraham is saying is that Enachanami, that, you know, internally, if Megillah was the only halacha in the Torah, so we would say that Nashim Chayavos B'Mikra Megillah means they're Mechuyavos in precisely the same way that men are obligated. But the way that halacha works is you have to understand the entire system. So that's why we started with the Gemara Masech, the Megillah, V'Kol Olin, the Minyan Shiva, but we're not going to include a katan or an isha, and the reason that we're not going to do so is because of Kavod HaTzibor, whatever exactly that means. So what's the argument that the Magen Avraham wants to make here? So the Magen Avraham wants to make here that if you want to understand the minority view in Shulchan Aruch, so it's really motivating that minority view in Shulchan Aruch is not really a din prati by Megillah, but a din klali in terms of women, you know, discharging obligation on behalf of men. It's not the only Gemara, right? We're learning brachos this year, right? Tavo Me'er, you got the Bikias recording from yesterday? The WhatsApp?
Yeah,
okay. So Tavo me'era la'adam she'ishta uvanav mevarachin lo. Right? So this idea, even in the privacy of one's home, so we have these makaros that need to be understood. But he says, to think about, even though, as we know, Mikra Megillah and Kriyas HaTorah may have very different dynamics, a Chovas HaYachid versus a Chovas HaTzibur. So the Magen Avraham wants to explain the minority view in the Shulchan Aruch to be less, you know, a tip of the cap to the Baal Halachos Gedolos and to Rabbeinu Chananel and to the Mordechai and those Rishonim who thought that the Chiyuv generated by Av Hain was only a Chiyuv of Shmias HaMegillah. And he says, no, it's really much more about the idea of, you know, Kriyas HaMegillah and its interaction with Kriyas HaTorah. That's a very, very important suggestion. As he's really moving away from like this binary view that it's going to be Tala in the Machlokas Rishonim that we explained. Okay, so then you have to think about, well, okay, is that really the same dynamic? Is that a, you know, what are the bases for comparing Kriyas HaMegillah and Kriyas HaTorah? I already mentioned one distinction, right, a Chovas HaYachid versus a Chovas HaTzibur, but there are other distinctions as well. Probably the most famous one in the Gemara, right, is that we have, let's say, by Kriyas HaTorah, Trei Kali Lo Mishtami. But when it comes to Kriyas HaMegillah, Agav Chavivuse, right, because we have the special Chavivus of the Megillah, so we're going to consider that and look at that a little bit differently. Okay, so that's the way the Magen Avraham wants to explain it. And again, when you make these comparisons, you have to, you know, sort of consider to what degree is Kriyas HaMegillah, you know, sort of parallel to Kriyas HaTorah, or is Kavod HaTzibur sort of like a very blanket, far-reaching halachic consideration about women performing mitzvos on behalf of men. Okay, that's a very important idea, and that's a critical Magen Avraham. A Magen Avraham that probably even drew more attention, which is kind of remarkable, just to finish this one line, Ima Isha Kara, a Medrash Hanel Amrus, wherever this is a Kabbalistic source, Kasav Delo Tikra La'atzma Rak Tishma Me'anashim, that a woman shouldn't even read for herself. So forget about this idea, you know, of the Baal Halachos Gedolos. Halachos Gedolos and the Rabbeinu Chananel and the Mordechai saying, okay, so they'll read for other women. She shouldn't even read for herself. You know, that there's some, again, Kabbalistic reason that she should always be on the Shmiah end. But again, okay, not just that her Chiyuv is really Shmiah, like, you know, we have the Chiyuv of Shmiah by Shofar, so somebody's got to, you know, blow the Shofar, but she should always be, so to speak, like on the receiving end of the Megillah. And this is a Kabbalistic source, and the question is, you know, what kind of halachic weight is this kind of a source going to have? Look, the Magen Avraham, you know, has a pride of place in terms of the Nosei Kelim and the Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim. There's no question about that, but how much weight is this really going to carry? Because this is now far beyond the scope of anything that's really seen in the Rishonim, right? So this is really a pull within the Sukkah. Okay, so that's a Magen Avraham to be aware of. Not a controlling source, you know, in the Sugya, I wouldn't say, but an important makar to be aware of, you know, in terms of establishing a certain, you know, pull along the spectrum of Shitos. Okay, so tomorrow we'll conclude with a very balanced approach, a characteristically balanced approach of the Aruch HaShulchan, you know, on this matter. Okay.